Sharing the Faith. Words from Jesus.
What have you done today to save a soul? Have you asked yourself this question today? Have you done your part to save a soul today? Not only in deed, but have you done your part through prayer and supplication? You know the saying, 4 months between planting and harvest. But I say, wake up and look around. The fields are already ripe for harvest. The harvesters are paid good wages, and the fruit they harvest is people brought to eternal life. What joy awaits both the planter and the harvester alike. John 4:35-36. Lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are already white to harvest. The harvest is plenteous, and the trees are laden with ripe fruit. But even now, the fruit falls to the ground and perishes for want of those to harvest it. Lift up your eyes and look upon the fields. Be not secluded in your blessings, but let your heart be touched with the feelings of those without. Those who don't know the truth and who don't know the Savior. Those who are dying of starvation and who freeze in the cold for lack of the warmth of my spirit and my love. Have I not promised that they that understand among the people shall instruct many? Be faithful to give what you have received. Freely you have received, freely give. I will give you boldness and conviction that you may go forth to minister and to pour forth the word of God that so many desperately seek. The only cause that is big enough to satisfy the yearning of our hearts is the cause of Jesus Christ, and its flag is the blood-stained body that was lifted on the cross of Calvary for the redemption of the world. This invitation to discipleship is the most thrilling cause we could ever imagine. Think of it. The God of the universe invites us to become his partners in reclaiming the world for him. We can each have a part using the unique gifts and opportunities God has given us. Billy Graham. I begin a work in the lives of those who don't know me years in advance. I work in their hearts and in their lives in order to prepare them, so that they may be in the right place at the right time, in the right frame of mind, and in the right position of heart to receive my words of life. It is also a matter of your prayers, for your prayers have influence. I do not force people to do things that they choose not to do. But through your prayers, you enhance the power of the Spirit which speaks to their hearts. This is an age of cynicism, an age of fear. But greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I have given you great love to overcome this spirit that would envelop the world in coldness and darkness. For the love of many waxes cold, as I foretold ages ago by the prophets. As you pour out your prayers and your tears for those who have yet to be saved, I will cause the fires of faith to burn brightly and illuminate and warm the hearts of many. That was the true light that lights every man that comes into the world. John 1:9. I gave my life for you, for great was my love and compassion for you. I reached out to you in your time of need, when all seemed lost and there was great despair, and life seemed meaningless and empty. I came to you and embraced you through the life of another who reached out with my love and the message of salvation, which welled with great joy in his or her heart. So I ask you in turn to reach out to the lost and the lonely, for they call unto me in the darkness and in the cold. If you fail to reach out to those whom I place in your path, the opportunity of experiencing the joy, the freedom, the compassion, the understanding, the wisdom, and the great love that I have in store for them now can be missed or delayed. Therefore, stir yourself up and don't become complacent. Proclaim the name and words of the Lord before the lost and lonely. Go into the highways and byways and gather them to my bosom. There is great turmoil and confusion, and there is a great lack of love in the hearts of many in the world, and they yearn for answers, which they will only find in my salvation. Give, and it shall be given unto you. As you reach out to give to the needy in heart and spirit, I will anoint you with my power and strength. Your faith will grow, and your joy will flow forth. We are the Bibles the world is reading. We are the creeds the world is needing. We are the sermons the world is heeding. Billy Graham. I see the love in your heart for me and for others. I see your desire to be a blessing and to serve me with all of your heart, and I will bless you for that love and faithfulness. You think that you don't have much to give, but you have great treasures to give, much more than you understand. These treasures are from me, and as you give them to others, as you scatter abroad, they will increase, and I will be able to use you in even greater usefulness and fruitfulness, and will bring you greater joy and fulfillment in serving me. A missionary does not necessarily go outside of his country, his state, or even his own community. A true missionary needs only to go outside himself. Author unknown. God has given us two hands, one to receive with and the other to give with. We are not cisterns made for hoarding. We are channels made for sharing. Billy Graham. I have called and chosen you for the calling that you now find yourself in. I have placed the desire in your heart to be a representative of my love to the lost and to those who do not yet know me and who do not yet know of my love. You have willingly taken up the calling and have accepted my will for you, and in this I am well pleased. Thank you for answering my call, for following the path where I lead you. You are my mouth to speak words of love, to be a channel of my love toward others. You are my hands to comfort and soothe the hearts that are broken and the hopes and dreams that are shattered. You are my feet to carry my message to those who have not yet heard of me. You are my eyes that weep tears of joy for each soul that finds me. What a high privilege you have been called to as my representative. Great is your reward.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.